So give me kind of the Cliff Notes version, if you will, like the short executive summary on what your report has found.
Yeah, I think just as a primer for your listeners, Data Breach Investigation Report is essentially a report that delves into the murky world of cybercrime, purely based on the findings of actual investigations from the battlefield. This year, this is our 10th anniversary edition, and more importantly, it's not only a Verizon report, it's a report that gets contributions from 65 contributors and covers about 2,000 data breaches and about 42,000 security incidents, and that's quite a lot. In terms of the key findings, I think one important thing which we are seeing is that it's no more the big guys that are being hit. You know, we are seeing more than two-thirds of the data breach victims being from businesses under 1,000 employees. That's quite a shocker, right? Especially knowing that maybe some of the small and medium enterprises may not be highly regulated sectors. But nevertheless, they still have access to a lot of personally identifiable information and some of the confidential information that they process. So that's a big kind of a revelation in this year's report. The other two things I would also call out is that the cyber espionage is on the rise. For those who may not understand cyber espionage, there it's basically the low and slow attacks by very well funded, sometimes state sponsored cyber criminals. And we are seeing that on the rise, which is also a little, discomforting finding because organizations, even if they are in regulated sectors like financial services, they may have abundance of funds, but they may not have infinite funds, right? Especially when you have organized groups or state-sponsored criminals coming together, you are up against an adversary that is far more funded and, of course, have a very strong motive behind getting inside your organization.
Ashish, it's probably not that surprising that it is smaller businesses getting targeted, though, because these bigger businesses have a lot more, I guess, defense in play in terms of scamming or not letting you open an email that might look a little bit suspect. Can you talk us through some of the tactics? I know you were talking there about some of these tactics, but in terms of the fact that we're still falling for dodgy links, why is this still happening, or are the cyber espionages, I guess, getting smarter?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, Judith. I think the main thing there is, if you look at it, you know, there are three common things we see in most of the breaches nowadays. Those three common things are, it starts with phishing. So that's like attacking a human being with social engineering attack, playing on someone's mind to basically force them to do something that they are not supposed to do, number one. Then going on from there to basically infect the system that the user is using through a malicious software, and then going and getting their hands onto the credentials, the usernames and passwords. And from there on, it basically depends on the end game of the attacker, right? Whether the guy is there for a sabotage, the cyber criminal or the threat actor is there for, stealing information, confidential information, or anything else. Now, imagine when you look at sectors that are really, taking in more and more automation, taking in more and more IoT, Internet of Things, online systems, especially sectors like healthcare, manufacturing, right? These are the sectors that could be far more, that could feel a far more impact than any other sector, because from a healthcare perspective, it could be lives. It could be those equipments that could be, penetrated or compromised that could lead to loss of life of a patient. And especially in the manufacturing sector, years of investment in developing an intellectual property, a product, and then that information getting stolen can really devastate an organization. Coming back to what Juliet said, right, why this is so difficult right now, I would say I think it's mainly to do with two, three things. One is we're seeing more and more attacks on human beings, like I said earlier. I think that's something which is a little difficult to manage. I would say human link is possibly the weakest link in security, but the most important link as well. And I think the other thing is the deep and wide visibility that organizations must have in their environment with a combination of not only technological controls, but also administrative and procedural controls.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. I mean, if human error is the big vulnerability here, I mean, it's going to be incumbent upon these companies really to do much more intensive training on their employees, right?
Absolutely. Security awareness is a no-brainer. And I would even not only talk about the users. I would even talk about the board members. I mean, gone are the days when, you know, you used to talk about financial literacy for the senior board members. I would say that I think cyber literacy today is far more important than sometimes financial literacy.
And sometimes we're not very literate, are we? I know you're not going to like this, but I have a friend whose password is password.
Yeah, I think there are you know, you go on internet, you find the most common passwords. I'm sure you will be really laughing your way out when you look at those passwords. And very important thing, right, for non-enterprise users, for your general listeners on the live radio right now, I would say that I think my humble request to them is please keep passwords not common for all your websites, especially for sensitive websites. Keep very difficult passwords. Use random password generators. There are tools available free of cost that you can use to really, you know, not really remember those passwords. You can keep those tools with a master password and keep all your passwords inside it. And I think even more importantly, I think please do patch your systems on time. You know, don't be lazy. The cyber criminals are really going for those kind of things. Easy target.
Yeah.